trees. The Pan-African Climate Justice Alliance, PACJA, non-governmental organization targets to plant 100,000 tree seedlings across three degraded areas in Caras, Capcoras and Parua in West Pequot County. The initiative through the Terra Fund for AFR 100 project aims to restore degraded landscapes in West Pequot County. Speaking during the launch of 3,000 tree planting initiative at the start of the project in the Pennon area of Batay Ward in Pequot South Constituency, Mathika Mwenda, the executive director of the Pan-African Climate Justice Alliance, highlighted the organization's partnership with the county government for the success of the tree planting initiative. He said the organization focuses on restoring degraded ecosystems through various interventions, including agroforestry, reforestation, and assisted natural regeneration. Mwenda disclosed that the tree planting initiative is being implemented through the Terra Fund for AFR 100 project and seeks to enhance biodiversity, improve soil health, combat climate change, and control erosion through sustainable, locally led restoration projects. He said the project represents a positive step towards ecological restoration and the promotion of climate justice in the region, ensuring that both nature and local communities can thrive together. The initiative is part of a broader effort to enhance environmental sustainability, combat climate change, and improve local livelihoods through the restoration of natural habitats, he said. Mwenda said in West Pequot County the project focuses on reforestation and restoration of degraded landscape within the natural forests of Parua, Capcoras, and Caras, as well as afforestation efforts in agricultural lands. He said the organization is actively mobilizing local communities, particularly women and youth, to participate in land restoration efforts, which also serve to empower the groups and ensure the sustainability of tree planting initiatives. West Pequot County Deputy Governor Robert Kamoli, wearing a black cap, planting a tree Pennon area of Batay Ward in Pequot South Constituency during the launch of tree planting initiative with support from the Pan-African Climate Justice Alliance organization in an effort focused on the restoration of the degraded government forest by engaging both residents and government officials in the endeavor. Photo caption by Anthony Melli. The executive director said the key partnerships have been established with county and national government officials to facilitate the success of afforestation and agroforestry projects in West Pequot. Land restoration is crucial for improving environmental health and promoting sustainable natural resource management, as well as enhancing ecosystem services, Mwenda said. He said agroforestry plays a significant role in bolstering food security, preventing soil erosion, and diversifying income sources for farmers. He noted that stakeholder engagement is essential for sustained efforts towards ecosystem regeneration, urging for a strong collaboration among all partners. Mwenda highlighted that the local community has been involved in the tree planting initiative, noting it is crucial for ongoing climate action aimed at building resilience and adapting to the challenges posed by climate change. We encourage the community members to invest in tree planting restoration efforts, as these actions will not only combat the effects of climate change but also provide future income opportunities through the sale of the tree planted, he said. Mr. Mwenda stated that the organization and its partners will conduct follow-up activities regarding the tree the organization aims to plant in the region until they reach maturity. He said they are planting indigenous and exotic trees, noting that they better adapt to the local wildlife, while exotic offer faster growth rates and contribute to the sustainable goal of addressing ecological and economic needs. West Pequot County Deputy Governor Robert Kamoli highlighted that the tree planting initiative aligns with the presidential directive to plant 15 billion trees by 2032. He lauded the organization for its efforts to enhance the ecosystem and rehabilitate degraded areas of government forests, as well as to promote agroforestry among local farmers. He noted that replanting trees in regions where forest cover has been lost would help prevent devastating landslides, such as those experienced in 2019 in Nyakulian, Muino, and Parua areas of the county. Kamoli pointed out that deforestation has been occurring in the county, with some individuals engaging in charcoal burning and tree cutting. The deputy governor emphasized that the tree planting initiative is a valuable project that supports the county government in combating the effects of climate change through reforestation and restoration of forest cover. Kamoli mentioned that the county government has programs within the Department of Natural Resources and Environment, collaborating with partners to ensure that more trees are planted and restored in areas that have been deforested, which poses a threat to climate stability. he encouraged the local community to embrace the tree planting initiative as their own responsibility, rather than viewing it solely as a project of the county government or the implementing organization, as it would ultimately benefit them and enhance their environment and livelihoods. Bate Ward Member of County Assembly, MCA, Yusuf Longiro stated that the Bate Ward is situated in a highland region that is susceptible to landslide and mudslide, as evidenced by the events of 2019 when the area experienced both phenomena. He expressed gratitude to the Pan-African Climate Justice Alliance for initiating a tree planting program in Bate Ward and for their efforts in planting tree seedlings in areas affected by deforestation. He emphasized that the initiative will aid in the restoration of the forest cover and contribute to mitigating the impact of climate change and environmental degradation. MCA Longiro urged the local community to take responsibility for the care of the newly planted trees, recalling the detrimental effects of deforestation witnessed in 2019.